Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
It's Thursday. It means we're over the hump. We're into the weekend almost. What have you got planned for this weekend, Adeline? Anything?
Wedding.
A wedding? Another
Again?
One?
Again?
Oh my, are you not sick and tired of going to weddings?
Quite, la, but thank God this is not a destination wedding.
It's not a destination wedding. Where's this one happening then?
Somewhere in KL.
That's very secretive.
It's one of our fellow colleagues.
Oh,
kids.
It's one of... Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll keep it quiet.
He's
we'll
getting quiet. Married, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this evening we have a guest, as per usual. His name is Arthur Tan. He was the winner of Johnson & Johnson's Most Beautiful Baby. That must have been many moons ago. Anyway, he... Actually, we've got him to... He's a professional MC, so we want to talk to him and find out how much he can actually talk. But he's also the CEO of We Style Asia, an online grooming portal. So that's something I'm very keen to do. Mm. Apparently, it's an app. You go on, you say, I want a haircut or a hairstyle. This is where I live. This is where what I want to pay.
And?
Click a button. It goes, bing, 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 bing. Maybe you can book these online. You can book your hair appointments online and that kind of stuff.
So it's just a Yellow Pages lie, in other words.
I don't know. We'll ask him and see what it's about.
Okay.
Now, we have, as per usual, Smarty Pants coming in up in a little bit. And a giveaway. We are giving away a BFM goodie bag. Woohoo! If you want to take part in that, 016-201-9000. Can you let me finish the number before you ring the bell?
Okay, go ahead.
016-201-9000. There we go.
Yes, that's the number. Any questions for us tonight? Tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. TTON.
Are you sure?
TTON.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It's that time of night.
It is that time of night. Jenhan, if you're listening, it's that time of night.
What did he say?
Good. He says it's good night for both, tonight, tomorrow, or something stupid. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Arthur
Tan. Right. So we introduce you as the winner of Johnson & Johnson's Most Beautiful Baby.
Baby. That was ages ago, I know.
Ages ago.
Look
ages ago.
Fashion.
Ages ago.
Ages
ago,
so
you know, without even mentioning the gear.
Of course, moving on, you are the CEO of We Style Asia. Also, professional MC. That's what you do by trade, right? You talk for a living and entertain people at functions.
That's right, yeah.
Me and you have got a bit in common then, I think. You know? I wasn't the winner of Johnson & Johnson's Most Beautiful Baby.
I was asked.
They were all blind. They were actually all blind.
However, I was the winner of the Most Beautiful Baby at the hospital I was born in.
Aww.
And apparently I went missing for an entire day because they were taking me around saying, look how pretty this baby is. And my mum was like, where is my child? And I was in some ward elsewhere.
Hey, I want to see your baby photos.
Okay, I'll find you some baby photos. This was before the time of digital and before Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the best.
Right, so Arthur, how did you get started in MC? And let's go there first.
I think it started as after the reality show that I participated. So there was this reality show that where...
Love,
I'm actually, not very proud of saying that.
Why?
Well, because it was the first, probably the first ever English reality show that we highlight like 15 bachelors, 15 desperate bachelors.
Desperate bachelors.
Trying to woo, you know, these three girls, you know, like being deemed as the hottest ladies as like in the KL town.
Right.
And, but yeah, so, you know, the rest is history, to fast forward everything. But I think it's like it was after that reality show, I think I really found like my calling in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Because I didn't like acting, I didn't like modeling, which I think I epic failures, you know, when it comes to modeling. Yeah. So, until emceeing is like came into the picture. So it was after the reality show.
Right.
There was one of his friends said that, hey, you actually seem to talk a lot, so, you know, at the TV. So, you know, would you like to do, you know, emceeing, you know, that's for this family carnival.
Mm.
And it was from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it was a rain or shine event. And yeah.
One of those kind of things.
Talk yeah. and being paid is a really pathetically.
Yeah.
But yet, in the end, I still survive and enjoy it.
But it will be good for your career, is what they say. You know, you come in, you do this event for us, you know, people will see you.
And recognition. And
there you go.
There's that
line. There you go. When you're young and naive, right. Yes, you are.
That line used to come out all the time, and it still comes out nowadays. You know?
That's right.
It will help your career out. I'm doing okay so far, you know. anyway, we'll have a quick chat more about that, actually, and about love and hate relationship, I think, for people who do emceeing, because it can be a bit like that. It's hard work, it's tiring, you know, and it can be quite demanding as well, right?
Certainly, yes.
We should have aired Arthur on Valentine's Day.
Why was that?
I actually picked it, so you're 14, but it's just that I replied to email slightly a bit later.
Oh,
so like that session was taken.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, that would be interesting.
It would have been good, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a very short break then. We do have a giveaway this evening. 016-201-9000. We're doing it again.
And the question is, what was the name of the show of Arthur's first TV sitcom appearance? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what is up to win. Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm Adeline Chung.
This is
Arthur Tan,
winner of Johnson & Johnson's Most Beautiful Baby.
You have to highlight
of course,
that.
Of course,
yes, that's right.
CEO
not that
of,
beautiful after
of We Style Asia and professional MC. I want to go on to the MCing stuff first a little bit before we move on to We Style Asia. Now, we kind of briefly touched on the fact that it can be demanding and sometimes it's a rain or shine kind of event and you have to deal with things that you can be slightly unprepared for, right? What's in your bag of tricks for, right, if something's going wrong and I need to quickly get the audience on my side,
what do you do?
What do you go to? What's your first go-to?
So what I usually do is probably is, you know, say something really funny, and usually oftentimes it's not even funny at all.
Right.
So I'll end up laughing at my own joke because I don't think so. I'm a very comical person, so
right,
I'm
right.
lame more than being comical. If that doesn't really work again, and then usually when I burst into laughter, literally the crowds will start joining me, you know, to laugh here.
Right.
And they don't know what they're laughing about.
They don't even know, but because it's like I do it in such a very comical way that I'm laughing at my own joke, so do I end up laughing.
And when you get one pocket starting, it moves around.
There we go.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, so the plan B is always going down, you know, from the stage, and start interacting with the crowd. There they are.
Right.
I think that
just
works.
Pick someone up.
That's right, yeah.
And you see them sat in the audience going, don't talk to me. I'm picking you. You know.
And that's a good part is that with a Malaysian audience, because it's always fun as going down, because you know that Malaysian audience will always be so shy.
Yeah, they don't want to participate.
And none of them is where everyone would possibly want to participate. So you go down and then after that you're like, everyone will start looking at the friends, start looking around, and that is the victim that, you know,
absolutely
I'm going to pick.
But do you MC for corporate events as well?
Yes,
so what do you do if that happens during corporate events?
I mean,
you're
questions.
Not going to laugh.
Ask questions then,
what kind of questions would you ask?
Any questions that, you know, like really try to get the crowd to entertain. So just ask questions. Sometimes it's like, you know, if that doesn't work,
then if it doesn't work, you do something else, right?
Then it's like, something else, really depending on what it is.
On who you're hosting for, right?
That's
right. I mean, we had some fun not too long ago, but the music event that we were hosting, who was it for? KL Live. KL Live, right?
No, not KL Live. It was at Zouk,
It was at Zouk, right?
And so it was called This Weekend.
That was it, yeah. And it was a whole day event, again, rain or shine. And it was one of those shows where there were people, there's live acts on all the way through the day. So you're kind of coming on in between the acts, and you know it's a tiring day. You're like, okay, it started off at 10 a.m. and it was like 40 degrees outside.
No, at 3 p.m.
Sorry.
Don't exaggerate.
Shh, be quiet. I'm making it sound like a good story.
It was 3 to midnight.
Let me tell my story.
3 till midnight.
So close.
Anyway, so the problem was we'd got people who were listening to the band and they didn't want to become close to the stage.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, we've got some free stuff we want to give away. Zoop. People come to the front of the stage, right? That's how we kind of played around.
Yeah, but the thing is like most corporate events is like the bigger the corporation is,
the less they want to give away.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
and
when
that's
you don't,
tougher, right?
So when you don't have a giveaway, so you know, so then you start auctioning yourself. Then.
Absolutely.
Giveaway,
I normally
which I've done that before.
Giveaway yourself.
I normally
free date.
Although I usually say I know there's no market value to what you're saying, but you know, tolong sikit lah. You know, give some chance. Yeah, give some chance.
I normally give away Adeline's telephone number or threaten to give away Adeline's telephone number. It actually works quite well.
And he wanted to give my photo away in a goodie bag.
A signed photo. I think that would work. You know, I think people would like that. Right?
That probably could work, actually.
Yeah, I think it
would. And with the Instagram handle, too.
Absolutely, right? Okay, so what is it that you love about MCing then?
I think it's about the joy, you know, of really sharing the information. Not so much of love talking, but I think it's more of the joy is that really spreading the information or conveying, you know, some piece of information that's really like you being the first person knowing it.
Right.
Especially what I love is that it's like automobile launch, and then or when any product launch, and you know, like you are the first person knows everything, so you convey that message.
Mm-hmm.
I think really being an MC is it has also escalated as the way how I communicate. I think it was just only 2 years ago that I vowed to myself to be a merchant of wow. You know, when it comes to MCing, that means to be an MC without carrying any gadgets or any device.
Yeah.
And that is always putting me on the challenge to really improve you know, what I've previously done. Yeah.
Right.
And it's also good to shape also my writing skills because I don't really quite like writing.
I agree.
Besides then posting up, you know, captions for social media.
Yeah.
But I think like, you know, when you really MC an event, and it's not about expecting client to give you everything and, you know, just to read straight directly from the script that's given. And I think what I truly enjoy is that it's to really start carving my writing skills in it.
Mm. Right. I mean, I agree with you on that. I think when doing stuff for clients who have a very long list of you must mention this, you must mention
names,
this.
Yes. Companies, yeah. And things
right.
Like that.
Yeah. I think many people who attend those events, you know, already know most of those details, right? They're already aware of what the product is. And I think there are many companies out there who misunderstand the idea of what an MC is there for. They're not just there to tell you about the product. They're there to keep you entertained whilst all of the other stuff is going on.
Certainly.
Right? And I think just being sat there and listening to this barrage of things over and over and over again, you're just like, okay, let the guy have some fun.
Yep.
If that guy's having fun on stage, I can enjoy being here as opposed to just sitting here and going, oh my God, another 10 minutes of listening to, you know, one thing or another, right?
And I think the next challenge is, as I say, like if you are hosting, imagine yourself hosting a biotechnological event and everything is just so scientific and so technical and they're inviting other guests, you know, not from the company, and how would you actually just say it in a very layman understanding that everybody will know?
Yeah.
So I think that's also another exciting challenge.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're not good at writing, you don't really like writing at all, but you prefer talking. But when you are an MC, you know, when you're an MC for an event, you definitely have to have a script.
So I don't usually have a script. I don't have a script anymore. But what I usually focus is it's all keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So what I usually do, I mean, I'm actually going to spill my secret over here.
You're sharing.
I have a very similar way of doing it. Yeah.
So it's just more like, you know, one single keyword, and it's always like there are three words as supporting the keyword. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is what will happen is I will usually just internalize these keywords, and I have this. Okay, I wouldn't want to say a supernatural power or super ability. I visualize. How when I'm given an itinerary, I usually have the tendency to visualize how the event would be. Yeah.
Right.
Which
and
is
I
good,
put myself into that state of mind, probably maybe the night before, or if it's an evening show, then probably it's a couple hours or so before the show. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm much more of a give me your script, let me read it, and then let me throw it away. You know, when the client allows me to do that, that's when I can have fun doing what I'm doing.
Ah,
you know?
Yes, yeah.
But when I'm sat there going, nah,
that's right.
I'm not enjoying this, you know, I shouldn't be getting paid for something I don't enjoy.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be hiring somebody to do it. You know, this is my style, this is the way that I do
things.
You notice we have no questions prepared. That's how we like it to
yes.
be. You know, we have a cheat sheet with things that you've done and things that you've achieved.
It's more conversational,
but no questions.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it has to be like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big believer in the art of conversation, you know, and I think pre-prepared stuff and telling people the questions that you're going to ask them, it gives them too much of a chance to think about the idea. And I think when people are genuine, it just slips off the end of their tongue as it is. You know, whether or not it's a mistake or not, it needs to be there, right?
There you go. Spot on, yeah.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a short break before we come back. Of course, we'll be talking about We Style Asia. I'm really excited about
Woo-hoo.
This.
Yes. We have a BFM goodie bag giveaway. Now, the question is, what was the name of the show of Arthur's first TV sitcom appearance? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us what is up to win. Any questions for us tonight? Tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
In the studio with Arthur Tan, of course. He's done events with Maybank, CIMB, Siemens, Maxis, a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Also, he's trained at least 25,000 trainees nationwide. all thanks to who was it? What's his name? Robin Sharma.
Oh, Robin Sharma. Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
The monk who sold his Ferrari.
That's right. Right. Actually, you do look a bit like Robin Sharma. Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah, you do a little bit. Yeah, the slimmer version of Robin Sharma.
You always look like, you know, a lot of people.
What does that mean, Adeline?
A common look.
A common look.
Ooh. But I thought he's a minority in this company.
I am. I am. Absolute yeah, minority. I think there's one other white person in this office, and he's not here right now. I'm all by myself. Can't we just pretend I'm the only one? Just for a minute. It makes me feel special.
You're special, Richard.
There you go. Right, ladies and gents, we'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I'm Madeline Jones.
This is
Arthur Tone,
a professional MC and, of course, CEO of We Style Asia, of which we're going to be talking about right now. So tell me a little bit about this. From what I understand, it's an app, right, where you can choose your stylist or your hairstyle person and you can log in and book appointments online.
Okay, so think of WeStyle Asia as your online personal grooming assistant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we make normal people extraordinary. Yeah.
Oh, that's a line right there.
So what happens is like we really help people to actually find, connect, and also book their trusted grooming professionals. So you are able to book them anytime, anywhere. I mean, it's based on geolocation. And also you are able to invite them as they're coming to your doorstep, which we will soon will be launching that once as when we have an app. Yeah. How long is that? Still on the web app.
It's currently on a web app.
Yeah, still on a web app, yeah.
How long has it been around now? When did you first come up with the idea and
started? So this happened as in the year of, this year is what, 2017,
2017,
right?
Yeah.
So it happened as in the year of 2015. So what happened was I was hosting this event. So it's Hewlett Packard. And then, I mean, the team colors is blue. Mm. So I was having discussions with a client. And then after they say, oh, yeah. So you're definitely going to wear a blue suit. I say, yeah, that's for sure. Then after a couple of minutes, why not? It would be interesting if you're able to do, you know, your hair blue in color. So at that point in time, it's like, you know, I'm still young, still in my early 30s. Uh-huh. And I was thinking like, you know, hey, this is like one best shot as like, you know, for me to have a blue color, because the last time when I had my metallic blue color, that really turned out to be a horrendous experience. So eventually... Yes, because they couldn't do, you know, that blue color.
Yeah.
So we are talking about like, you know, 8 to 10 years ago.
So I tried
when I was like still studying. So that blue color is like yeah, literally like, you know, like Sungai Wang gang. I mean, no offense to Sungai Wang, but you know what I mean, yeah. So eventually then after that, I didn't want to go to any of the regular stylists. So I was speaking to this friend of mine, and then after she recommended me, hey, so you know, there's like a new hair salon opening one, I want to try it out.
Right.
So indeed I went, I tried out, and then after that, yes, I was a happy man. Yeah, it was so blue metallic that where from far, if I stand under the sunshine, everyone can see that hey, that's Arthur. Yeah,
right.
Because
right,
you don't look like Smurf.
Not really. Actually, I do like you know that metallic blue color. Actually, I really do, because it's metallic, so it's like electric blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that kind of color.
So tell us more about your app. Like, how do people how does it
work?
Oh
no, but I haven't finished the story yet.
Oh,
so
it comes
to the exciting part. Yeah. So that blue only lasted me for 48 hours. So on the very days that when I woke up for the event, all the blue flicks actually appears on my pillow.
No.
And it was such a bad, terrible experience. Yeah.
Did you put a cloth on top?
I was horrified. Yeah,
it's not about the cloth. It's about the fact that the product wasn't great, right?
Yeah, that's one. And also, my event as it was happening on the very day itself.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my call time as it was 3 p.m. Mm. And plus, it's Friday. Hair salons usually open at 11 a.m. Mm. So I started calling all the hairstylists, and none of them available. So I needed to go, you know, to one of my neighborhood's hair salons, and just to get my hair to be dyed black back again. Yeah.
Right.
And during that period, I was like, you know, with a crazy mad rush, and then with the challenges of looking for a good hairstylist, that is, you know, made me ponder and to have an aha moment, and that aha moment is a gift to the birth of a Wii Style Asia.
Right, right. I see. Mm-hmm. So how many kind of you know, salons and whatever have signed up to kind of come along with this idea?
We have like a couple of hundreds or so, you know, of salons, but it's just not only hair. So it's like we have also opened up to beauty as well. So that means it's like, yeah, it's from top to bottom, yeah, whatever that you can think of, it's like when it comes to grooming and also beauty.
So I want to know, how does it, how exactly does it work?
Oh, okay. So it's a very straightforward thing. So it's just three steps. It's like you are able to find based on locations, salon names, or even stylist name as well. And then if you do know, and then it's like there will be a whole list, it's like, you know, of like service providers, merchants, it's like, you know, popping up. And then it's like you're able to take a look at the services, and then you're able to book them directly.
Right.
And then after that, we haven't launched as like coming to your doorstep yet, but it will soon as like going to be in progress.
Is there a rating service as well after?
Yeah.
Yes, there will be a rating service well.
So instead of going on Google, looking for hair salons and places to rent dresses and all, so you have it exactly in on the app.
That's right. And also, it's like, you know, the unique selling proposition is like, different hour, there will be a different discounts that you're enjoying. So say for example, during an off-peak time, then as you're able to enjoy as a high discounts, and during the peak time, then as there will be a lesser discounts.
Smart
or
idea.
The same, yeah.
So
smart,
let's say idea. I need to go to a hair salon immediately to fix my hair. So does it pop up immediately like, okay, this hair salon has a space for you? Do you still have to inquire?
Yeah, so pretty much is like, you know, that's behind the scene. Mm-hmm. So we got to do that work for you, yeah. So pretty much like think of it also as your personal concierge. So it's like, you know, when it comes to your grooming or booking, yeah. But there's one thing that we want to validate this, and we'll see whether how possible it is. Like imagine that as like, you know, think of this also can be your Tinder, like, you know, for your grooming. Mm. So say if you want to look like someone, okay. All you need to do is just upload a picture, and then we're able to find that particular grooming professional that suits you, so, you know.
Right. My hairdresser now has gotten to the point that I've been going to the same hairdresser for so long that if I...
You're so loyal.
I am, yeah. If I don't make an appointment, he calls me. He's like, hey, you do realise that this week is when you're supposed to have your haircut, huh?
That's nice.
And I'm like, very lucky.
Okay,
top-notch service.
He's brilliant. He's a really good guy. Very friendly, very helpful. You know, I'd recommend him.
So apart from hair salons, and what else? What other services you have?
That's manicure, pedicure, facial, you know. And of course, we're soon going to move into aesthetic because aesthetic is a huge market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably also going to be the first platform, grooming platform, as like for tattoo as well.
Interesting.
Because tattoos, I think it's something very people can relate when they see the portfolios that can offer tattoo.
I think that's the thing, because particularly for people who are looking to get their first time tattoo as well. Mm-hmm. They don't know who to look for, right? I mean, they follow a few artists online, they'll look at some different stores and they're like, oh, well, this looks good.
Yep.
But until you've actually got some feedback from somebody, you know, who's attended there and had a tattoo done or whatever, that's what you really need to hear, right?
Yeah. So you're speaking as, you know, to someone have exactly the same thought in front of you,
yeah.
So you're like, oftentimes, like, you know, it's always such a scary experience to actually having a tattoo.
Yeah.
But essentially, this has more meanings, you know, than just having a tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to actually bring in tattoo professionals
and
to really convey, you know, what is the importance of tattoos and how it's actually relate, you know, to a person.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, good stuff. We're going to move on to Smarty Pants now, Arthur. Are you ready for this?
Smarty Pants?
Yeah, this is the quiz. Right. Sounds a little bit like this. Change of topic. Here we go.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Come on, Arthur, have some fun with us, right? The idea is 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on, okay?
I'll do my level best.
Your 3 minutes start now. Which Australian cricket ground is known as the Gabba, Brisbane or Melbourne cricket ground?
Melbourne.
It's Brisbane. Which national football team won a gold medal at the 1972 Summer Olympic Games, Poland or Brazil?
Poland.
It is. British athlete Duncan Goodhue is associated with which sport, swimming or rugby?
Rugby.
It's swimming. How many acts are there in La Sylphide, the ballet, 2 or 5?
Five.
It's 2. In which animated movie will you find a tortured gingerbread man, Shrek or Toy Story?
Toy Story.
It's Shrek.
Oh, Shrek. Oh, yeah.
What type of creature is a fody, a bird or a cow?
Which type of what?
What type of creature is a fody, a bird or a cow?
That's a bird.
Indeed. In ancient Rome, what was a scutum, a shield or a sword?
A shield.
Black Ops is the subtitle of which game, Call of Duty or Battlefield?
Battlefield.
It's Call of Duty. Stinking Bishop is a variety of which fruit, a pear or a grape?
grape?
It's a pear. In September 1937, the first edition of which J.R.R. Tolkien novel was published? The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings?
That's the Hobbit.
Correct. In cooking, 190 degrees Celsius is the equivalent to which gas mark? Three or five?
Three.
It's five. The martial art Vovinam originated in which country? Japan or Vietnam?
Vietnam.
It is. What type of creature is a smooth hound? A cow or a shark?
A shark.
The ruins of Troy are in which modern-day country? Turkey or Iraq?
Iraq.
Turkey. In the name of the painter M.C. Escher, what does the C stand for? Corningstone or Cornelis?
Cornelis.
Yes. The Aleutian Islands are part of which U.S. state? Hawaii or Alaska?
Hawaii.
It's Alaska. Paris is often referred to as what? The City of Lights or the City of Stars?
City of Light.
Correct. In Greek mythology, who tore his own eyes out when he discovered he'd married his mother? Hermes or Oedipus?
Oedipus.
Correct. What is the longest side called on a right-angled triangle? The hypotenuse or the obtuse?
The hypotenuse.
Correct. What type of animal is a duiker? An antelope or a bear?
Antelope.
Correct. How many legs does a ladybird have? Six or eight?
Eight.
Six. Who is Hamlet's love, Ophelia or Gertrude?
Gertrude.
Ophelia. Who was the father of King Henry III of England? King Henry II or King John?
King Henry.
It's King John.
King John.
Which of the four golf majors finished traditionally on Father's Day in the US? The US Masters or the US Open?
The US Open.
A sou was a coin of low value in which European country? Italy or France?
Italy.
France. I'll give you one more question. What is the name of the tiger in the 2001 novel Life of Pi? Shere Khan or Richard Parker?
Richard Parker.
Correct. Correct the money. Well done, Arthur. We shall be taking a short break and we'll be back right after these messages. Before we do that, though, 016-201-9000. If you want to take part in our giveaway, we're giving away a BFM goodie bag. Here is the question.
Tell us, what was the name of the show of Arthur's first TV sitcom appearance? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what is up to win. Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Don't go anywhere. We're right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9 at The Business Station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I'm Adeline Cho.
This is...
Arthur Tan.
We're almost out of time, of course, but before we do, we are going to go through some of the questions that Arthur got wrong, found out how well he did. Let's do that now.
Now, the first question. Which Australian cricket ground is known as the Gabba? Is Brisbane. British athlete Duncan Goodhue is associated with which sport? Is swimming. In which animated movie will you find a tortured gingerbread man? Is Shrek.
Not Toy Story.
Black Ops is the subtitle of which game? Is Call of Duty. Stinking Bishop is a variety of which fruit? Is pear.
Okay, let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arthur Tan scored 13 points.
Yeah!
Pretty good. Well,
more than one.
Well, it's more than one, yes. Certainly. Arthur, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you, my friend. Now, where can people find out about, obviously, your professional services for MCing and more about We Style Asia? Where can they go to?
So, for personal sites, that would be www.artatan.me, ArthurTan.me. And for We Style Asia, that would be www.westyleasia.com.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay. So, we've been asking a question all the way through the show. The question was...
What was the name of the show of Arthur's first TV sitcom appearance? And the answer is...
Love.
Love, it's not everything.
It's not everything.
Yep, yeah. That's right.
No,
I told
not.
You we should have it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, you know. These things happen, right?
Well, it's still the month of love.
It's still the month of love.
February, okay.
Yep. All right. From now on, we call for it. It's no longer February. It's the month of love.
That's right.
Okay. Silly facts then to throw out for the day. Adeline, what have you got?
Okay, so I'm talking about cats. Your favorite.
It's normally my topic, cats. Why are you talking about cats?
Well, it's for you. So the average height a cat can fall from without injury is 5.5 stories. Now, some have been known to fall from 9 stories or more without any damage. So I want to know, and you have a Bengal cat, right?
I do.
And she fell off the...
4th story.
Yeah.
She injured herself.
And what happened?
She injured herself quite badly, yeah. Broken left paw, smashed face, smashed liver...
Yeah. Poor thing.
She did it twice, Arthur. Yeah. Twice.
Oh, no. I call his cat the circus cat.
How do you take care of your cat?
How what?
How do you take care of your cat?
Oh my god. I'm actually a very good furry parent, right? But there was one particular day I was cleaning my kitchen and I left the living room window open.
Yeah.
And she managed to just run across the living room, saw some birds flying out. And
she jumped.
She jumped.
No,
literally.
She jumped off the window, landed on a compressor, aircon compressor.
That was the second time.
Second time?
Yes.
My God.
Wow, so she was lucky then.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Lucky little thing.
Poor cat.
Right, okay. My fact is about the Star Spangled Banner, kind of. The Star Spangled Banner's particular shade of red shows up in 14.3% of all national flags, making it the second most common color after white.
Oh.
And the dark blue of the American flags is also shared by 13 other nations. So there you go.
Oh.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm. I've learned something new today.
Something interesting. Yeah.
Arthur, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Adeline.
Adeline.
Richard.
Time to wrap up, right?
Yes.
Should we go home?
We should, lad. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm done tired, right? Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.